All right, fam, let's get real for a sec. Ever feel like your brain's running on fumes? Like that endless loop of to-dos and deadlines is slowly turning you into a stressed-out zombie? You know that feeling when you just need a break? Yeah, me too. We're living in this crazy fast-paced world where hustling 24/7 is somehow the new normal. But listen up, Gen Z, taking care of your mental health is not selfish, it's essential. And today, we're tackling how to actually take a mental health day without feeling like you're letting everyone down. First off, let's bust this myth. Taking a mental health day is not about being lazy or avoiding responsibility. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Think of it like this: you wouldn't drive a car with empty gas, right? You need to recharge those batteries sometimes. Number 1. Ditch the guilt trip. Seriously, who cares what other people think? This is about you and what you need. Remember that Beyoncé song, Run the World, Girls? Yeah, run your world on your terms, not someone else's expectations. Number 2. Plan it out. Don't just wing it. Schedule that mental health day like any other important appointment. Maybe it's a spa day, a hike in nature, or even just a Netflix marathon with zero judgment. Number 3. Unplug and disconnect. Put the phone down, close those tabs, step away from the social media vortex. Seriously, your FOMO, fear of missing out, is not worth sacrificing your sanity. Remember that time you accidentally scrolled into a rabbit hole of celebrity gossip and ended up questioning everything? Yeah, avoid that. Number 4. Be intentional. What do you need to feel refreshed and recharged? Is it reading a good book, taking a long bath, or catching up with a friend? Don't just passively exist, actively choose activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Think of it like creating your own personal oasis. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. This is not a one-time thing, fam. Make mental health days a regular part of your routine. Your future self will thank you for it. Okay, real talk time. You're probably thinking, Riley, that sounds great in theory, but how do I actually pull this off pictureless? You've got a big project due, your boss is breathing down your neck, and your friends are all planning a weekend trip. Sounds stressful, right? But here's the thing, even amidst the chaos, you can still carve out time for yourself. Maybe it's just 30 minutes in the morning to meditate or journal, or an hour after work to go for a walk and clear your head. Remember, small steps add up. So, what are you waiting for? Stop letting guilt get in the way of your well-being. Take that mental health day, recharge those batteries, and come back even stronger. And hey, let's keep this conversation going. Tag me in your self-care pics on TikTok, DM me your favorite relaxation tips, or share this episode with your friends who need a reminder to prioritize themselves. Remember, taking care of your mental health is not an option, it's a necessity. Now go out there and own your day, Gen Z.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.